Bangor lawyer Aaron Fry will take over as Maine's Attorney General this week as the current occupant of that position moves up to become Maine's next governor. Fry says he'll bring his own set of priorities to the office, but will continue to look for opportunities to join with other states in lawsuits targeting federal agencies and private companies that are taking unfair advantage of Maine people. Mal Leary reports.
Fry says the state is already involved in suits joined by other states that are challenging federal policies, including those of the Environmental Protection Agency. He says any decisions about joining other multi-state lawsuits will be based on three broad criteria: remediation, transparency, and accountability.
Remediation to make sure that Maine citizens have an avenue to, you know, get the relief that they need because of what bad actors did on the national level, taking advantage of Maine citizens. Transparency in making sure it's clear what these bad actors are doing, why it's wrong, and how to prevent it from happening again.
And accountability, Fry says, means making sure those bad actors understand that their behavior will not be tolerated in the future. He says working with other state AGs allows Maine to split the tab on legal challenges that protect the interests of its citizens.
By working with other attorneys general across the United States, it does allow Maine to better leverage the resources that we do have, not overcommit the state to large litigation that may otherwise overwhelm us if it was just our state.
Fry says he will explore joining one of the multi-state lawsuits targeting the pharmaceutical industry, which he says was aware that the drugs it has been marketing, including OxyContin, are highly addictive. He says he'll also look into joining a suit against drug distributors that court documents indicate sometimes have made more in profits than drug makers. Current AG Janet Mills has joined several multi-state lawsuits against the Trump administration and says she has faith in Fry's judgment on future lawsuits.
It's a great job. It really is. And I think the world of Aaron Fry, I'm doing my best to make for a smooth transition there, too. And I'm so happy, you know, there's an attorney general I'll be able to work with as governor.
Fry says he's looking forward to working with Mills, but promises to maintain the same degree of independence that Mills has held during her tenure.
My judgment in terms of how the attorney general's office should be focused, it's always going to go back to, is the citizenry of Maine benefiting from the work that's being done?
Mills takes the oath of office as governor Wednesday evening. Fry takes the oath of office as attorney general the next day. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.